Hey everybody, welcome back to the Problem Solvers. I'm Zach, you know that. Today I got some special guests. I got Victoria from the Get Out of My Head episode. I'm sure you guys remember that. I'm sure you do.
What the fuck is wrong with your voice?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Why? I don't know. Do I sound like maybe I got laid?
Jesus Christ.
Because, I don't know about that.
Because I did. I'm no longer... The dry spell's over. But to all my incel brethren out there, I'm still one of you.
Stay strong!
I'm still one of you. I only did this as a research project to find out what these disgusting, monstrous women are doing to all the chads out there.
Vile creatures.
And I can tell you, the ball sack looks like a brain upside down hanging from your scrotal area.
You're the first person that's ever...
I think I made that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Maybe you should call it getting brain.
Maybe. Maybe I should. You never heard that? Getting dome? Getting brain?
Those are two different things.
It's like getting a blowjob.
Well.
But either way, what I found out is that women are using sex, pussies, mouths, and buttholes, and hands, and sometimes feet, and the videos I see, to make guys dumber. Because I've been running at peak efficiency for the past month of not getting laid. I know everything. Mm-hmm. I'm faster. Mm-hmm. I'm stronger. I grew a couple inches, I think.
You cleansed yourself.
I did. And then when I did this research bang, all my smarts came out of my dick in a liquid form.
I read that.
And then I did another research bang the morning after, and I got even dumber.
Wow.
And, like, I'm trying to come back, but to my brothers out there, keep not having sex and keep, for some reason, hating minorities. I don't know what that has to do with it, but that's part of inceldom.
You just took a hard left.
Not me. They did.
Yeah, that's their thing.
It was them.
So,
I mean, I would appreciate it if you didn't spill our secret.
Yeah, well,
because it's really the only control we have.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys ever make jokes that every secret you have is Victoria's secret, or is that too easy?
Oh God, that's all I get. All the time.
Yeah.
She loves them.
What's Victoria's secret?
Oh, it's that I farted in your pillow, so.
No, it also does on a frequent basis.
Well, farting people's pillows is great. Which is, brings us today's topic. So, what's up, you farts?
Oh.
So we had a great response to the Get Out of My Head episode with...
Wait, no, I think you have to say the actual name of that past episode.
Okay,
with,
hold on.
Yeah.
With gumption. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of my head!
There it is.
So we had a great response to that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to my neighbors for that one. And we're doing a part two.
Part two!
Everything gets a sequel now.
Part two!
We're going to do the same exact thing again. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do the same exact thing again. I had a lot of people come up to me on the streets randomly, and they were like, hey, I heard that podcast. And I heard that woman with her breasts and vagina trying to put you down, man.
I don't understand why she was naked for the whole thing.
I don't get it either.
I don't know. It just felt right.
It's weird. You know how you're supposed to, when you do public speaking, envision everybody else?
She read that memo wrong.
She was just like...
It's reverse psychology. I learned it in grad school.
It was a classic whoopsie.
Nice humble brag, babe. Nice.
Thank
you. Oh,
you
went to med school?
So clown college.
This stranger on the street came up to me and said...
Give me your money.
I bet you can fix people better than this girl. And I said, you're goddamn right. So that's what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
We're going head to head.
Advice off.
And Chris Henshaw, nice enough to moderate.
Oh, hi.
He's going to be the debate master.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the master debater. Who knows how easy that...
I am that.
...comes to him. Zing.
Nice.
Okay.
So what we've done is we've compiled a list of questions Christopher has found.
It's going to be a wild ride.
From the depths of the internet.
I did a lot of research on this.
Mm.
About 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right before.
Which is a lot for me.
It's true.
But I'm pretty proud of the stuff that I got. For the record, aside from my little baby giggles... We don't really know what these questions are between the two of you.
Yeah. We have no idea. We're coming in this blind.
Yep.
Little pre-notion at all. Nothing.
I heard the outtakes.
There were some good ones, not good enough for the final list.
Right.
But I made sure to lock the other ones away
right.
So it could be a grand reveal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna get some good stuff here, I think.
So in preparation, I haven't eaten any real food today besides candy and energy drinks. And I'm fucking, I'm piping right
you're,
now.
You're flying?
I'm on.
Peaking.
I'm on a wild ride. My heart stopped beating a couple hours ago, but my blood is still pushing through my veins because that last beat was so strong.
So fast.
Right.
It's just fucking circulating,
now
circulating.
Now imagine if you didn't have those bangs this morning and last night.
Oh, bangs as in...
Yes.
I thought you meant my hair. I was like, I know it's really long.
That's
right
how long
now.
Your dry spell has been.
It has been very long.
Could have been faster.
Mm.
You could have been faster.
I would have been a lot smarter if I didn't have those bangs.
Great. This bodes well for me.
Yeah. Chris told me you masturbated a couple times on the way here.
It doesn't, it doesn't affect me as it does you.
Ah, damn it.
It makes her faster.
It makes me, yeah.
Oh,
that's
God
actually,
damn it.
Reverse. It's very unfair.
Yeah.
So what you're saying to me is vaginas are like Kirby? And it just gobbles
100%.
Up stuff,
yes.
And
perfect.
It gets more power.
Absolutely.
I fucking knew it.
Yep. So, sorry.
It's all right. I don't mind. I'll come at this at a handicap.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just going right into this thing? We're jumping in the dang pool?
Let's do it. You want to go deep end?
I'm...
There's,
all right, so Chris, you get to decide. You'll say, like they do in presidential debates, be like, Madam Vice President, this question's for you.
Sticky Vicky.
And then
All right, I'll take Steve with you. That's fine.
Then he'll be like, Councilman Gallo, this one's for you. Or, I don't know. Do that. Ask one of us first, and then the other one will rebuttal, and then alternate.
Yeah, so, I'm going to vote for Sticky Vicky and Councilman Gallo.
I'm not going to remember those, but that's fine. All right.
I'm going to just take a little sip in preparation.
There you go, man. Get your speed juice going.
Magic juice. That's great. All right, so.
Masturbation tequila.
Councilman Gallo.
Yes. Moderator.
First question. How dare you?
I dare.
In your opinion, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I have thought about this, and first let me say, we live in the greatest country in the world. Mm. That's how all debates always start. They're always like that. But I do believe firmly that a hot dog is a sandwich. And this is where I'm coming from. It's bread. It's meat. Sometimes when you get like a Philly cheesesteak or you get certain subs like a meatball parm, they don't cut the bun all the way through. And it sits like hot dog canoe bun.
Mm.
And that is my closing argument.
Mm.
Thank you.
Sticky Vicky. Thoughts?
That
thoughts
weak
for
argument.
Thoughts?
I'm going to say no. Based one on the fact that I just want to disagree with Councilman Gallo, and also on the
fair
fact
enough.
That I really think that food, the essence of the food, comes into play here. So Chris asked me earlier if I thought that cereal was a soup, and I think that this is a parallel
That's a
argument
goddamn
here.
Good question.
I mean, we can
I
take a hard
no.
left on this because
I say
I
no.
think her thoughts on this are bullshit.
Excuse me, moderator. I
Sorry,
believe Sticky
I guess
Vicky
I don't
has
really, I'm
the
not
floor.
To give my opinion.
Yeah,
so I just have to sit here in a silent rage when one of you
is
wrong?
That's what a moderator
this is
does.
Fucked.
Yeah, you got to be moderate about things.
That's
what's in the title.
I shouldn't be this person.
You can get the fuck out if you'd like.
Then how are you guys going to have these questions asked?
I think that we can handle it ourselves. Anyway, what I was getting back to is that I don't think cereal would be considered a soup because of the essence of it.
Okay.
You're going to
okay.
answer the question We're, on is a hot dog a sandwich
sir?
By saying you don't
sir?
Think cereal's a soup? This is what they taught you in school? Jesus
I think
H. Christ.
That the essence of a food substance matters more than just the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
What? How are you spelling whole?
H O L E, just because you want me to.
So, you don't think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No, I do not.
All right.
Let the record state.
Can we extrapolate sidebar on this cereal soup argument?
Please.
Between you two, because I think that's a really good question.
Okay.
I don't know where I stand on it, because my heart says can't be soup because it's not hot.
Uh-huh.
That's what she
but
said.
Then
is oatmeal a soup?
No,
what about
no, no,
oatmeal?
No, no, no,
why
no.
can't that
borscht
be
is served cold, and that's soup.
And
that
so
is
gazpacho.
Okay,
that's but
that's
here's
point.
Then I thought about it. Then I thought about it a little bit more.
Of course
it's
you did.
Not savory.
I don't understand why that has to play into it.
Because soup is not served for breakfast. Breakfasts are typically sweeter foods. So if you have a savory food, you're not serving that. Like, it's
but
not the same thing.
What about grits?
Grits are disgusting and they should never come to
Whoa!
Any argument ever.
Both of you can get fucked!
It's like puke
grits
water.
Grits are great.
Yeah, it is puke water. Argument number three.
So,
are grits acceptable to eat, ever?
I hate both of you. We're moving on.
Next question.
Fine.
So some of these questions are one of you can be wrong. The other ones are purely opinion based and kind of can delve a little bit more into your brain mush a little bit.
Hang on.
So,
sorry,
Sticky
we're
Vicky.
Enemies now. That's the only thing.
Let me just ask. I want to get into that horrible cobweb brain of yours. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Am I going first?
Yes, I just right, said Sticky Vicky. You think I'm talking to him?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ! Why am I marrying you?
Newman from Seinfeld in Jurassic Park.
He's not a dinosaur.
Well, in Jurassic Park, he definitely was, and I'll make that argument all day.
I'm sorry, I have to side with her on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That's not my favorite dinosaur, but that is a great answer.
So your favorite dinosaur is Newman?
Newman from Seinfeld
in
Jurassic Park.
Which is not his name in Jurassic Park.
I think his name is Barbasol, man.
You're right.
It is Barbasol. Yeah, I think it's Newman Barbasol, right. In quotes, from
Newman,
Seinfeld.
First and last.
And that's how he was credited in Jurassic Park. I would know.
Interesting.
It's my favorite movie.
Okay. All right.
So
your official
answer
for your favorite dinosaur is Newman Barbasol.
Yeah,
Newman.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Councilman Gallo, save this question.
First off,
I want to kill this woman.
Let me say that this is
the greatest country in the world. God bless America. And the only answer for this, as taboo as it might seem, is the Velociraptor. It's badass.
Mm.
If I was a caveman, I'd ride one like a motorcycle.
Oh.
But that's like saying you'd ride a mini horse. It's too small. You'd squish it.
Yeah,
no.
If a mini horse had fucking teeth and razor claws and ate everybody.
I disagree.
That
yeah,
be cool.
I agree with Councilman
Gallo. That'd
be
radical.
That'd
be radical. And if I get raptured to heaven, I'm going to bite everyone when I get
raptured?
There and call it the Velociraptor.
The Velociraptor.
The Velociraptor.
Rapture.
That's
yes.
been
nice.
I've been thinking
nice.
About that one
that's
since grade school. I
yeah,
was like,
that.
Ooh, one day I'm going to write a song called Velociraptor.
That
is
great. Pretty good.
That's great.
If we ever get to like a Mad Max post-apocalyptic kind of situation, you get to build your weird, unnecessary vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be
and
a pretty perfect name.
Unnecessary armor. That's what
okay,
I really want.
Hold on. Can I time out here? So we're in a Mad Max situation. And
wait. Let me stop the clock.
All right.
And we're in a Mad Max situation.
Right.
And you have to build your vehicle, and you build
and?
A Velociraptor?
No, you just
no that's
name
the
it.
Name, you dumbass.
Oh. I'm sorry, that wasn't clear.
I asked for a dinosaur and you gave me a person.
I still got to side with her on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sucks and you suck.
Councilman Gallo, follow-up question. Jurassic Park did not take place in the United States. Would you still consider the United States?
Oh, which Jurassic Park? Because I don't know if you remember a T-Rex running through the streets of San Francisco, motherfucker.
I mean, the original.
That was the second one?
That was the
and
second
it was
one.
In Costa
okay,
Rica.
Okay.
Yes, Costa Rica was ravaged by dinosaurs because America has taken care of our dinosaur problem.
If I might
America
side with Councilman Gallo, it was filmed in Hawaii, which is in
it took place
this
in Costa
great
Rica,
land of ours.
And American citizens caused the chaos that was Jurassic Park.
Also that lame
yeah,
British dude.
Yeah, so if
dude,
it wasn't for Americans, we wouldn't have Jurassic Park.
USA!
If it wasn't for the lame British dude, we also wouldn't have Jurassic Park. Next!
Go with Councilman on this one. What do you think the worst way to die is?
Can I start
by
saying this
oh,
morning,
Jesus.
I woke up
and said the Pledge of Allegiance to the greatest country in the world.
God bless you all. Wow. That's a hard question. The worst way to die? Being raped by your grandmother until your heart explodes.
Oh,
and you come right before you die, so you have to feel it.
But wouldn't
Okay.
All right, Brainiac, respond.
No, not Brainiac response, but I'm just curious.
Also, all my grandmas are dead,
so throw that in the equation.
Oh. Different level.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up. That's a fucked up way to die.
All right, so ghost rape until you come, but you're coming.
No, zombie rape, because you got to have that gross flesh-on-flesh action.
So that's pretty bad, but then you come,
and then
which means
explodes.
That you had an orgasmic moment beforehand, so there was a moment of pleasure.
You think that you can have an orgasm being raped by your, well, in your case, grandfather, and you would be like, well, got mine.
No.
There's no
it's terrible,
that.
But you don't, I think the worst part about it is having to reflect on it after, and if you're dead, you don't have to reflect on it.
You have all
she
the
doesn't
afterlife.
Have a point there, because think about how many times you've, like, you've been pent up, you know, you're
off to my Grammy.
Well, like, if you think about it, your tanks are full. And you decide you want to
my brain
relieve
buckets.
Yourself a little bit.
My brain buckets.
You go to a weird place in your mind, and you look at some very strange things, and we self-complete, And there's that shame.
Oh, yeah.
The slight, like, ooh, I don't know.
I think I have the shame every time, even if it's not bad.
If you're dying right after, you're skipping that whole point. So
you are.
You're ending your
whole
run.
It's the most blissful moment.
In pure ecstasy, and then lights out.
I don't think you can call it pure ecstasy if your grandmother brings you to orgasm as a zombie.
Well,
I stand by these points.
The fact of the matter is you just don't know. I would like to
put your hand down. No one can see it.
I would like to take hold of moderator status for a second.
Nope,
and ask
that's not happening.
No, sorry, Councilman Gallo. Yes. It is your podcast. May I take hold of moderator status for a second?
Absolutely.
What am I even doing here?
I don't know. You're being pretty. All right. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
I really would like to know what brought that into Mr. Henshaw's head.
What
shameful self-completion acts?
So I don't know about ladies,
yeah, uh-huh,
and their weird anatomy.
No.
But I think I can speak for all men.
Yeah.
That you know, when you're sitting there popping one off, there's some times when you look at some porn that's questionable, not illegal or weird or bad or anything like that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
get it.
No. But
sexy baby porno is what you're talking about.
There's some stuff that you, some corners of the
porners,
porns
continue.
And such, uh-huh, that you get to where afterwards you feel a little bit of shame.
I would like to say,
thank you.
For those of you out there that can't see, I'm a man. I'm a big, strong man.
His pants are off.
I'd like to say, not all men.
Oh,
I think.
And I would also like to know exactly what corners those are.
Well,
and I would also like to say that does happen with ladies as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. See, as a man,
as an American,
not only does that happen, like, it doesn't just happen when you self-complete. Mm-hmm. I have it a lot of times even whilst with a partner, just
like
because
imagining?
It's like that. Ah, what did I do?
Yeah.
What did I just?
No,
do?
Wait. Is this more like a shame for the person that you're hooking up with?
I don't know. A little
or
bit
you're
of
like
everything.
A
or are you just, are
like,
you thinking about something?
I know that
different?
Was a bad idea. Or like. Shit. Like, I wish I had the Parker Lewis moments where, like, or like a Saved by the Bell moment where it would just stop after sex and freeze frames on me, and I'm like, well, I bet you guys wish you knew how I got here. Well, let me tell you, and it's like 2 days earlier.
Hey, I'm Zach. But you're wondering how I got here.
Guys, yeah. This is worse than it looks.
Well, it seems like it's taken a half an hour to get through this question. We're going to revert back and throw it back at Icky Sticky Vicky. What do you think the worst way is to die?
That
was the original question.
That was the original question. That's what I'm saying. It feels like it's been fucking ages here.
We did take a big round.
We're going to keep this train running.
I would think, okay, as somebody who gets panic attacks frequently, I think that the worst way would be to have some, like, congenital heart failure where I tell people that I think I'm dying, but because I have panic attacks so often and I'm always like, oh, my God, I think I'm dying. People are like, I don't believe you because you're always having panic attacks. And I'm like, no, I really, something's wrong. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And then I just die.
Situation.
Yeah. But with a heart disease.
That's less funny.
That's way less funny.
Yeah, sorry, it's the truth. Or anything that makes you feel like you're gonna, like, any, probably overdosing on drugs would really suck.
See, that if you're gonna say that my dead zombie grandmother can cause me bliss, apparently you've never done drugs. Because if I'm high as fuck until the moment my heart stops, fucking get ready, heaven, because I'm back to party. Party in that place.
Have you ever overdosed on drugs? It's a different story.
To death?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not.
Well,
but to the point where I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Let me tell you, I have, and it's not fun.
You died?
Yeah.
Gross.
She's a ghost.
Next.
All right, we're gonna move along. We're gonna stick with the Sticky Vicky corner right now, I think.
Oh, great.
What a tell me one conspiracy theory that you actually think has some validity.
Ooh.
And that you believe in.
Oh,
thank you for
shit.
Starting with her, because I have to think.
Yeah, so do I.
So much.
So do hey, I.
Don't worry. Take as long as you
don't
need
tell
to
you
think,
guys
because we can,
beforehand.
I can cut.
Okay.
What we know, like, conspiracy theories, while you think, conspiracy theories that we do know are coming true.
Which is, yeah. That,
Lyme disease created by the government.
Valid.
And they're literally, the Department of Justice is investigating it right now.
Yep. Which is
fucked.
Which
is awesome. Super awesome. We know that
aliens.
Oh, well, that's a fact.
Well, that's yeah. That's a that's like duh.
Duh.
Well, yeah, but it's less
no,
than
I
just
think
like
that's,
a like.
That's
duh.
A cop out answer.
There's some legit proof that's coming through now down the pipes.
I know, but that's a cop out answer.
It's an answer.
Let's run down a list.
Yeah. Okay.
Avril Lavigne died and was replaced
uh-huh.
with a body double.
Uh-huh.
I believe that one.
Tupac's still kicking.
I don't think Tupac's still kicking because
if he was...
Did
you see that picture of the dude in Cuba?
Well, you're just racist.
Yeah,
you
that
think
sounds
all black
racist.
People look alike.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. Okay, can you...
I definitely don't think Elvis is still alive. That motherfucker died on the toilet.
And even if he didn't, he's definitely
I saw like something in, I don't know, like a news article or some dumb shit a little while ago about the possibility of him still being alive. And I just wish it was true just to see a picture of him now. Just a saggy,
oh my God, yeah.
Old, gray-haired man in like a dirty white V-neck.
Because he's only wearing his Elvis costume.
He's still
Elvis
he just looks like a bag of shit.
Yeah. And he's still probably
he's
laid.
Like probably a dude. I don't know. Is. I think he's like a just a no-name dude in like a trailer park somewhere.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's no such thing as no-name
like,
for the crew.
I mean, I feel very bad seeing him and knowing that he's not in a good spot. But I still want to see what he looks like.
Yeah, he'd be fat as fuck.
Yeah,
man.
Haggard.
Just straight
real
titty having Elvis.
Yeah, definitely.
He got some bubbies.
And really big sideburns.
Definitely still has the whole thing. It's just gray.
When was the last time you guys actually listened to Elvis and listened to it?
Like sat there and listened to
like
one of his songs?
Like, listened to his song.
Fairly recently, to be honest.
I don't know about you guys, but that shit fucking still holds up.
It really does.
He's really good.
Yeah. I really can't think of any.
So we're failing on this conspiracy theory question?
This is like the thing when someone asks you what your favorite movie is, and you're like, oh shit, I haven't seen any movie
Lilo and
ever.
Stitch.
Well, I literally am just like Spider-Man. I don't think that's true, but the only movie I can think of.
Which Spider-Man, though? There's so many.
The first, this has been
which
a thing that
one?
I was like,
there's so many.
Like 2003. Yeah.
There's more than three first
It's
ones.
Not true at all, but it's literally the only movie I can think of when somebody says that. It's the 2003 Spider-Man.
That is
or
one of
whatever
the best. That's what kickstarted my interest in the Marvel Cinema Universe. Technically.
I
mean, I don't know.
Let's simplify.
You really can't think of any. Like for me, at least, there's like the deep state. The whole idea
that
world is being controlled by like the Illuminati. There
we
go.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
I would like to, but I genuinely don't think. I don't know though. To be honest,
I
don't know.
That this podcast was going to make me regret my choices.
Well, it will.
She might be up for sale soon.
The problem. I don't know. I want to. This is my same thing with, like, ghosts. I want to believe they're real, but I just don't honestly know if there's any realistic.
Are you kidding me? The amount of fights that you and I have
gotten
into.
Yeah, but that's because I like
fighting
with you.
Where you're yelling at me about how I don't think ghosts are real, and you're telling me all of these times that you've run into a ghost.
That's what I'm saying.
And now you're going to tell me that you don't think ghosts are real.
This episode is slowly turning into a relationship podcast, so let's move
this
on.
This podcast turned into a bunch of bullshit.
Let's take this question has caused too much. Next question.
All right, that's fair. We're skipping on it because you guys suck. Councilman Gallo, would you rather own a dragon or be a dragon?
Holy shit! Let me start by saying we live in the greatest country during the greatest time.
Oh, the greatest time now.
Greatest period of mankind.
Sure.
We are blessed every morning.
Right.
Not even hashtag blessed, the regular kind.
The regular.
That is such a hard question, but I think I'd rather own a dragon because I would still like, I don't think I could sexually be attracted to another dragon, and if I tried to have sex with a human, I'm sure I would murder them.
Have you seen the amount of people that have a dragon-style fetish?
I have not, because I watch regular porno with step-siblings.
Buddy,
we're learning a little bit more about Chris.
For you.
Do you go to furry things just like dragon? Are you like,
hi, I'm a dragon.
I don't
That's my Chris impersonation.
Hi, Dad.
I don't think I'd be able to get into that realm, because I would just be laughing too hard the whole time.
Yeah.
Also, how do furries fuck each other? Like, do they just...
There's a lot of people that can tell you how furries fuck each other. I'm not one of them.
I'm way too active in Reddit.
Do they have dick holes?
Yeah, sometimes.
I believe so.
Sometimes.
Some of them do, at least. There's other ones that have like fake attachments that are also furry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Can I talk about this?
But again...
Yes, back to the question.
Not interested in...
I would rather own a dragon than be a dragon, unless it was Sean Connery from Dragonheart, because I've been working on my impersonation of him, and that one goes like this. There's only one dragon left. That's not him. That's the kid. That's the kid in it. There's one dragon. He goes, I am the last one. How'd I do?
That was award-winning.
10 out of 10.
Thank you.
10 out of 10.
I don't know if you guys listen, but I've been working on my impersonations on the podcast. I just did a Sean Connery. I nailed a Morgan Freeman.
I thought Sean Connery was here for a second.
And
me too.
I
closed my eyes.
Really good. What was the other one I did?
I did an Elvis just a little while ago.
You did?
Nicolas Cage. I did Nicolas Cage.
Can you do it again?
Yeah, I missed that.
I can't. I can't channel the Nick. Well, not right now. I just pulled Sean Connery out. It is I am like, out of steam.
Yeah.
That's fair. You're depleted. Okay. Sticky Icky Vicky.
Own
a dragon, be a dragon.
I think I would also rather own a dragon, although that does bring into question whether I would actually be able to tame the dragon.
I feel like
you own the dragon.
Yeah,
it's not like you have
okay,
a dragon
but animals
you're afraid
are crazy.
To go hang out with.
Animals are crazy. And this thing, if it decides to turn on me because it's pissed for whatever
that's
reason.
That's just a shitty owner.
I'm
not asking if you want to be a
we'll
shitty owner.
We'll talk about that
in
another time, but.
I would be the best dragon.
I just think.
I would give my dragon the heaviest metalist name, and I would come out and
like
I would
what?
Be like.
What would you name your dragon?
Dominus Storm!
Oh.
And I'd fucking. I would jump off my roof, and he would just swoop in, and I'd land on him, and we'd kill everybody.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is why I think I would like to own one, because I just.
Do you want
to
ride the dragon?
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you're the dragon, you can just fly around and be
a
dragon.
Yeah, but people want to kill me a lot.
But you can kill everyone that's trying to kill you. And plus, if you're riding the dragon and they try and kill the dragon, guess what? You're getting killed too.
I think it would just be really, you know, adulthood is really hard as a human, and I just really think it would be nice to be taken care of like a pet. So I think being a dragon, having someone feed me and take care of me all the time would be really nice.
So did you just flip-flop?
Yeah.
You want to be a dragon now because being an adult is too hard?
I just
want
to do what the opposite of the popular opinion is.
All right.
Yeah,
so I want to
be
opinion?
A dragon because adulthood's too hard. I'll stick with that.
That is.
I'm right with that.
That's the answer coming from someone who just got their degree to
I'm
help
a licensed medical professional.
To help people with mental illness, she said, I want to be,
I
a,
want
dragon
be a dragon
because being an adult is too hard and I want people to take care of me. First off, who takes care of dragons? No one fucking takes
themselves.
Care of dragons.
You wouldn't take care of a dragon? If you owned a dragon, you wouldn't take care of a dragon?
I would be like a chain around his neck, like fucking metal ass.
Pretty fucked up.
Owner.
It's pretty fucked up.
You can't be nice to a dragon, then you'll have a bitch ass pussy dragon. You gotta be mean to a dragon so your dragon wants to go out and kill.
That's where I disagree with you.
I'm Michael Vick in this dragon.
Well.
I'm straight up. They're never gonna let me in the fucking Hall of Fame. I'm Michael Vick in this dragon, and we're gonna take over the world.
Okay. All right. And I'm the fucked up one.
Next question.
Next question.
Lady and gentleman. Councilman Gallo.
Yes.
Do me a favor. In this world that we live in right now, you know, things are getting a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Things are getting a little weird.
Yeah, they are.
Let's say it goes full tilt and we're all of a sudden zombie apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
right? Give me two or three songs that would be on your zombie apocalypse soundtrack.
First off, let me start by saying God, that we do live in a crazy world right now, but luckily we live in the greatest nation in this crazy world. Debate team.
Mm-hmm.
First song, without hesitation, is March On to Victory by the band Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Which was a side project of the singer Shai Hulud. March On to Victory.
Sure.
The whole side project is a concept band about becoming zombies, uses weapons by the government to kill.
Mm-hmm.
First one, right there.
That's a good answer.
Then I'm going... I gotta go. Everything's gotta be like super rock in my mind. I'm thinking like Louds by He Is Legend.
Mm-hmm.
These are all probably pretty obscure hardcore songs, so
mm-hmm.
pause and look them up.
Okay.
They're all really good. And then for the third song, it'd have to be something like just super soft. So I can come down after a hard day of killing. I'm thinking
right.
a Tegan and Sarah
the
song.
The
maybe
oh,
Walking
nice.
With the Ghost. Because
nice.
Everybody around me is dead, and
nice.
I'm deep as fuck, ladies.
Sure.
Interesting.
Okay.
Sticky Vicky.
First on the playlist, I think, would be Email My Heart by Britney Spears off her first album.
I don't know if I've ever even heard
it. It's great,
that.
And you should listen to it.
Okay.
Second song would be Email My Heart by Britney Spears.
Okay.
And third would also be Email My Heart by Britney Spears.
Just on repeat?
It's my power song. It's been my power song since I was like
10,
whenever that album came out.
Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for just calling you Vicky, by the way.
That's
all
right.
But I could see you just walking around in the zombie apocalypse all alone, like, my loneliness is killing me.
The lyrics actually go, email my heart, and I don't know any of the rest of them, but you should listen to it. Because
sounds powerful.
It is.
Stop the podcast right now. Listen to the song.
You should.
It's finished. Start it back up.
And you're welcome.
We're going to bring this back to the beautiful moderator that is running this podcast right now. So, Sticky Vicky, as of right now, if you were to die, what would you leave me in your last will and testament?
Oh, shit.
Dang.
That's
heavy, because now you know if you kill her.
I know what stuff she has, and I know what stuff I want, so I'm really curious what she's going to say.
Now, I have a question. Are you going to ask Councilman Gallo the exact same question?
Yeah, am I leaving you something?
Yeah. Get ready, bucko. What are you going to give me?
You can have all my live journal entries from when I was 17 when I wrote about how much I had a crush on you. And that's it.
I'm going to say something, and I don't want our listeners to think it's from a place of, like, homophobic thought.
Mm.
But fucking gay! That shit was gay! And I don't mean it in the homosexual way. I mean it in the she just
of
said,
all the
I'm going to give you my live journal entries from when I had a crush on you. That's just gay!
From 12
free
years
on the
ago.
Internet.
From
They're 12 free on the internet.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are things that are already available for anyone to access.
I've already read them.
And I also
quote unquote giving them to
me. I will also leave instructions for you to burn everything else that I own so you can't.
What about the cats?
They're gone. Can't take them.
You
Sorry.
Die, they die with you.
Councilman Gallo?
You can have all three of my motorcycles.
Fuck yeah, I'm there going you go. With Zach.
You get my chopper, my shovel head, and that Sportster I just bought.
All right, you can have all three of my motorcycles,
is
too.
Lord.
All three of my motorcycles, too.
Oh, and you get...
It has to
you
be
get,
a real thing.
You get my
they're
moped.
All real.
And you get the other half of the Trail 90.
Goddamn, I'm making out.
So you
I really
can have,
I'm way more excited
and
for
you can have
you
my El Camino.
Excuse me.
You want my El Camino?
Yeah, I do.
It's yours.
You
oh,
can have,
man.
You can have all four of my motorcycles. So you didn't know they existed until I die. And then you find out that they're real.
Ghost motorcycles.
That would offset the sadness of the death, I think. I'd be very excited.
Yeah.
Sure.
That would offset. That's
sure, sure,
that's
sure.
I'm equal to four motorcycles.
That's the present.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I like
okay.
that. Hey, Councilman Gallo.
Yeah, dog.
What's your favorite smell?
The smell of this great country.
God damn it. I walked right into that one. Son of a bitch.
If you could smell in colors, I would smell red.
But
I would smell white. And I would smell blue.
Let me ask you a question. If say you walked into one of the nation's greatest super centers, Walmart, and there's a nice big old candle there that has the smell America, what would that smell like? I swear to God, if you say freedom, I'm
all right, I'll give you a real answer to this. I'll give you a real answer to this.
What does America smell like? We'll refine the question for you.
I like this smell when you walk outside of a laundromat that uses like a crazy amount of fabric softener and dryer sheets, and the dryer exhaust comes out.
I guess the body tingling.
That is a great goddamn
That
smell
makes your day better.
It does.
Like, that's a weird emotion lifting. Like if
Sharp.
You're bummed out and you smell that, that's nice.
That's a good smell.
That's a really good smell.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
That's nice.
Okay, I like that. That's a good answer.
That's a good smell.
Sticky
good
Vicky.
Smell.
What's your favorite smell?
I really like gasoline, actually.
That was in my top.
Yeah.
That was in the top three.
Like,
yeah.
The way garages smell in general is, like, probably my top.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we're all agreeing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good smell. Mm-hmm. Bad for you.
Super duper
I'm
bad
I'm okay
for
with
you.
That. I do
Look
a lot of
smell.
Things that are bad for me, and I'm really, it's all right.
Very good smell.
It'll get you high, too, which is rad.
Well, we
Getting
all
high
established
is awesome.
That I hate being an adult, so I'm
all
okay
right,
with that.
We're going to keep it going. I forgot who I asked first. I think we went
with
Councilman Gallo. We're going to go with the corner of Sticky Vicky.
Yep.
If you were on death row,
yeah,
what would your last meal be?
Oh, shit. That's a good question. Okay.
For having taken, I must say, a little gold star on my own boob, 15 minutes of research right before this podcast, I'm liking these questions so
pretty
far.
Pretty good questions.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
Okay.
Gold star on your boob?
Yeah, right there.
I'm going to breeze right past that. What are the restrictions
I think
on...
I she's coming from...
Death row, last meal.
But do
not
I have restrictions?
Really
like, can I... How many choice... Like...
You get a last meal.
But do I get... Can I...
Did you ever hear about that death row inmate that asked to eat...
The Bible?
Yeah. Oh, well, I heard
that.
Was
a good
what?
One.
There was a guy
yeah,
there's
a Satanist. He ate a fucking Bible as his as
yeah.
his last
that's
meal. And then they killed
fucking
him.
Metal.
Metal.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. The guy that Hardcore. Asked to eat human meat for his last meal.
Oh, shit.
And they were like,
yeah,
whoa, you kind of got us. Like,
oh, shit.
They, I just give him a burger and be like, it's...
That's people
burgers. Right, exactly. Just let
this
him.
Is scary.
But, like, do I get to say, like, I want a burger plus sushi plus fried chicken plus...
I mean, yeah, no, you can't.
I
want
like
a full fucking buffet. You need to have an actual meal
So, like, a main plus, like, a couple sides or whatever.
It rooted in the realm of reality. All right, all right,
all right, yeah, I think you're dissecting it a little too hard.
Well, I want to see what I can get away with.
Steak and french fries and ice. You can't do that shit.
Why not?
What's your, like, a normal amount
so
of food
they should,
that
and
you
I'm dying. They should accommodate
could
me.
Eat.
Okay, I think that I would probably go with a good steak. Probably one that you cook, to be honest.
I gotta say, the fact that we hate each other, I do very much appreciate the fact that you like the way I cook the food.
I was gonna say, please don't brag.
All this
food.
Will be edited out.
This.
Please,
nobody
please.
Needs any love.
Nobody does.
Nobody
it's
needs
the
hey, it's your last meal.
Anyway, it's
that's
steak
another
cooked by anybody besides Chris. I would want to probably throw some goat cheese in there, to be honest. Like a little like goat cheese topper.
Some crumbles?
Yeah, maybe. Like a little like pat.
Sure, sure.
So
far we have a steak with cheese on top of
really
it.
I think
that's
really it.
That's
steak
it.
And cheese.
Just a steak with
no,
cheese
gross.
On top of it.
You don't like mashed
on
potatoes
nah.
with steak? Oof.
And don't,
you're marrying
don't talk about
monster?
Potatoes to
nah.
this woman.
Oh, latkes. I'll take latkes on the side, though.
That's it. So you want a steak, goat cheese on top, and latkes.
And sour cream on the side of that.
Okay.
And a chocolate
it.
Milkshake.
And with that, you're dead and you're good.
I'm good. I'm all set.
Councilman Gallo, same question.
First off, I'm done with that. Honestly, it'd be pizza. I know you have
that's
your choice
really?
Or whatever you want, but why go out on a fake note? I fucking love pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Yeah, no, follow-up question. Since it's your last meal, from memory, what is your favorite location for, like, what's the best pizza you've ever had?
Well, my favorite pizza place closed down and became a different pizza place.
What was it called?
It was Joey's Pizza.
Where was it?
It was right here in the great community of Catskill, New York, centered in an amazing nation. Probably the greatest nation in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But Joey's Pizza had the fucking best pizza, and anybody that's listening that used to eat there will be like, he's right.
Why was it good?
I don't know. There was something about it.
Give me like a, I don't know, bring me there. Get me there.
All right. So the crust, I don't want to say crispy on the bottom, because I'm not a big crispy guy, but it wasn't doughy. It was like a hard, not hard.
More,
you know
more
what I'm saying.
Of a crunch.
Yeah,
a crunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a gentle brown, but right. the crests of the crust, still doughy, toppings perfectly melted, and just the flavor of this pizza, there was something about it. It was
cheese
so
only, pepperonis, what are we talking
about? I'd go regular cheese and be happy. I could
die
off that
cheese
pizza.
This is a lot
pizza.
About that pizza.
I love it.
This is interesting, because when we go up to, not to pitch another podcast, but also to pitch another podcast, last podcast on the left, when we go up to their show in April, we're going to have you try
Village Fair.
What was my opinion?
Notch pizza.
The best pizza in the world.
Absolutely.
And this woman, who hates me and disagrees with me on a frequent basis, instantly agreed.
Yeah, I do agree.
So I'm very curious to see
pizza.
Your opinion on that pizza.
It's so good.
Small little joint, Greek run.
So weird.
So
it's
good.
Amazing.
But also cheese only. There's no need for pepperonis.
Yeah.
There's no need for any extra.
I'm a big fan of just
straight cheese. Give me that pizza.
When I go to a new pizza place, I always just get cheese so I can see.
You do
like
need a baseline.
You got to have the baseline. You got to have that control to test all the other substances against. But I will say I might be biased just because I still have that New York versus Boston mentality.
Okay,
Boston
so
does
I.
not have good pizza.
So
that's
did
the thing.
I.
Boston pizza sucks, but Village Fair,
it's top
notch.
It's so good that when I've gone up there to visit friends, I've gone to Village Fair, they have small, medium, large, and giant. I've gotten giant pizzas and then brought them home 3.5 hours.
Yeah, we literally
just
did
so
that.
We can eat
wow.
in our house.
Yep, it's that good.
It's that good.
It
hardcore
really
pitch.
Is.
Any people that live in Boston, specifically Brookline, go get Village Fair pizza.
I'm
please
sure
write
know.
Back in. Give us your opinions. Tell
yes.
us how right we are.
I'll meet you
amazing.
Out there for a slice.
Yeah.
All right, give us one last question. End on a big one.
Okay. Councilman Gallo.
Yes.
If I were to summon you via black magic, which 5 items would I need in each corner of the pentagram?
Holy spit.
That's good.
That is a good one.
Thank you for starting with him.
Wow. All right. Top corner? Well, actually the bottom corner because I want my pentagram upside down.
Fair.
Oh.
Bottom point?
Mm-hmm.
A shovel head motor.
The whole motor?
Just the motor, dripping grease everywhere right there.
So just ripped out of a bike, thrown down.
Yeah, boom. Sacrifice, like you pulled a fucking beating heart out. Drop it right there. Horn, left, top horn.
Yep.
Tall boy.
of?
I'm going to go with, I don't want to sound too hipster, but I'm going to go with PBR.
Nice.
Solid.
Throw PBR right there.
I'm sad it wasn't Narragansett, but that's okay.
I love Narragansett, but that's your thing. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Oh. Shared pentagram.
Over on the other side.
Other horn. Right side.
A sick 5-string bass.
Okay.
Just shred it.
What color is the bass?
Jet black. Soulless black. Like nice. Where you Very look good. At it and you don't know if it's there or Ooh. Not.
I like that. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Left ear.
My cell phone. Because I'm
just
legitimate.
Your phone, like, your cracked my, fucking shit
my
phone.
My phone, because I am absolutely nothing without it.
Yeah.
And if you die and your energy attaches to one thing and that's what ghosts are, it's
it
my phone.
It would be your fair. Phone? No,
I'm
kidding.
That's the only thing I care
feel like
about,
that's
really.
True for most people, but yeah, that's good.
That's so funny.
Lots
I don't
of
feel
boobs,
like that's...
Lots of dicks.
Lots of boobs. Lots of dicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's very useful. I love my phone, but I don't think that I would attach to it.
All right, right side.
Right side is sacrifice human. Anyone, I don't care.
Just a corpse.
Just kill
somebody.
You don't
somebody. Have a choice?
Just a straight up corpse.
I don't care.
Oh.
Make it a white person, though, because I feel like they deserve it.
That's
true.
Right. Okay.
Very
kill
true.
Kill a white person, yeah. Put them over there.
And that gets you
boom.
Back.
I come up, I'm wearing just a fucking leather codpiece.
Nice, I like that.
And I'm fucking, I have really it. Long hair. It's, I'm there, man.
Just covered in blood.
Here to do your bidding, master!
Yeah. Nice. That's a good one.
Sticky Vicky. Same okay. question.
This is a hard one. Five's a lot.
That is a lot. Okay, so I'm definitely going to say, do I have to put it in a specific order? Because I
no.
genuinely
no,
don't
I
know.
Just,
okay.
I was no, but doing I that do to buy myself time.
Okay.
I do appreciate that. That was good. But
okay.
No, you can round clockwise, counterclockwise.
I'll do Pack Smokes.
Pack Smokes.
Yeah, sorry.
Smoke?
Yes, smoke. It's disgusting. And I know it's disgusting, but I don't really care. Definitely Pack of Smokes. Thing of tequila.
Nice. What kind of tequila?
I don't know. I'm really nothing too smoky.
You want that
I genuinely
Clooney juice?
The Clooney juice is okay. But I genuinely, I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I'm not an alcohol connoisseur. I don't care.
Just
tequila.
Tequila.
I don't care. I feel real good that. After like a shot or two of tequila. Oh, God, this is going to sound... I'm trying to not think of anything that's going to sound make me sound
no,
too...
You got to come from a place of truth.
Piece of shit.
You already said smokes and tequila. You can do
yeah,
whatever
but, like,
you want after
like
that. Unless you're saying a baby corpse or something.
That's what I was originally going
yeah,
to
I
so
mean,
if you decide
you're just kinda...
you want to kill a baby, that's fine.
That would fall into your parameters, so that's okay. I
okay,
think you're,
so
you're
I it's this... One of my favorite books, Master and Margarita. It's a Russian novel.
Bit.
It's very fucking stupid and elitist, but I really love it. And it's basically about the devil.
Nice.
And this cat is basically a servant of the devil, and he talks and all this other shit. And it's basically about, like, summoning a human to the devil's side.
Oh,
basically,
so
it's a really cool fucking book.
It's
one of my
applications.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite fucking books of all time.
Got two more.
Okay, so I got tequila. Vibrator? I got yeah, maybe, honestly.
Are you trying to summon Courtney Love? Because, like, if I walked in and it's like, we got a vibrator, we've got a bottle of tequila, we got
a
cigarettes,
Russian novel.
And a book about the devil, I'd be like,
Courtney Love?
Is this a whole album cover?
Nah, there's no hard drugs there. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I want to say... like a guitar, but I don't think that I'm good enough at guitar to really have that.
That's why I
want
the bass.
Thing.
Because
what about the boy?
I don't know.
You got two more. You got to fill those holes.
I'm always filling
those holes. I guess I'm going to say a guitar just because I really do enjoy playing, even though I'm not good at it.
Hey, whatever gets your hole out of
it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
not
whatever
good.
Fills
yeah,
my
I'm not
hole.
Good either, but
yeah.
I got a bass.
I think you're probably a lot better
that
than
that is true. The boy picked a bass.
And then the
down.
Last thing I would
What's
have.
What's that last thing? We're calling for you. What's that
oh,
last
I'm
thing
gonna,
that brings
I'm gonna,
you home?
You know what? To be honest, I know it's new and it's really stupid, but I'm going to choose my longboard.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. That went from being a really fucking. Radical thing to a really hipster thing.
I
really
know.
Quick.
It got real hipster, real stupid.
Guitar and my
longboard. No, I didn't. Excuse me.
I
didn't say acoustic guitar.
No.
I mean, you can't also really talk. You said PBR tall boy.
Yeah, true.
So let's slow down a little bit. Pump that
Yeah,
brakes.
All right. Well, it's half filled with gasoline because I'm metal as fuck.
Well, I believe.
As the moderator, what are your five things?
Oh, yeah, true.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, can we guess before we...
No, that's bullshit.
Please, can we guess?
I didn't guess
really
yours.
Tight jeans.
No. Okay, all right. Tight jeans. Really tight. We're going to say...
I some feel jewel pod.
What kind of... What kind? No, I don't think a jewel pod. I don't think he would choose that. But what kind of motorcycle would he choose? Attacked.
He would choose some kind of, like, old, shitty Japanese bike. Like, I don't know, like a old Kawasaki or something.
That's
No. A Yamaha. All
right.
Or a Honda.
You're just saying motorcycle name.
Am I wrong?
I mean, that's like...
Am I wrong? Yes or no?
No.
A fucking a camera?
Oh, yes,
you put
true.
A camera down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A camera.
And then a big fat strap-on dildo.
No.
For his butthole.
Truffle salt.
Truffle butter for his pussy.
Oh, okay.
Nope. A little Wayne again.
Yeah, and maybe a butt.
Yeah,
a lady's butt.
Just a lady's
I'm going to say my butt just to preserve my own dignity, yeah, but I don't know if that's actually accurate.
That's the first thing I'll agree with.
The lady butt?
Yeah. Well, her butt.
Oh.
Yeah,
the,
you're just saying that.
Specific lady
you're
butt.
Just saying that so that I don't get pissed at you, but I'll take it.
No. Well.
Okay. All right.
So now as we speak about butts, perfect segue?
Yeah, perfect
segue.
That's
a perfect segue. Unintentional perfect segue.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone's still listening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone is.
And you listened to last week's episode, a lot about pegging on there. We have some interesting questions. First off, when your prostate is being milked, from my understanding, you cannot control your orgasm. Like, it just fucking happens. Like pushing a button, from what I understand. You push that up fucking button, the juice is loose.
Yeah.
So the question that I have for you two guys, as my friends and people I consider very smart, is if I were being raped in the butt by a dude, would I come from that and... would my dick get hard, or would I come? Because I can tell you, I would not be sexually aroused whilst being raped in the b-hole.
So I got questions. Are you trying to escape the situation, or are you not fighting?
Let's imagine. No, I'm trying to escape, but let's imagine that I am pinned. There's no getting out. I'm struggling.
But on a realistic note, knowing you, I feel like you would try. You'd be too busy trying to be the top in the situation and fight to get out of it instead of just give in.
You don't think that the perpetrator would be able to milk my prostate in time?
I think you'd be too distracted and too busy trying to get out. But you're also a very open-minded person, and I feel like once you started to enjoy it, you let it go. You let it ride.
Mm.
But that's the thing. I'm not talking about, like, I'm not enjoying it. I'm unhappy. I'm pinned down, and I'm going, please don't do this to me.
If that's the situation, I think because you're so strong-willed, you would buckle down and refuse to let yourself come.
But that's what I'm saying. Milking the prostate, I don't think you can not... I think it's like you have no control. Like,
you're asking how automatic it is versus how
like,
much control you have.
Am I going to be like, stop raping? And then like, I'm shit.
So,
I just came.
Okay.
Also, any of my gay friends, I don't know why you guys don't message me back. I need to know what happens to your beehole sexes.
Okay, first of all, I think that a lot of it has to do with how, like, emotionally involved you are. Like, if you're just tapping into your animal brain, so for example, like, bulls, they have this instrument that's literally an electric rod that they put on their butt, and it helps them, it makes them come immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's how they get bull semen to impregnate cows.
I don't know, I use electric things on girls to help them come.
It doesn't happen like that, though. so it can happen like that, but I think that we're more emotionally involved than animals, so it doesn't work that quickly. But it can, automatic orgasm can happen both in males and females during rape.
Oh.
All right. Turn.
Well, this is
it's
the question.
It's true. It's
the
truth.
Question
it's
that
a fact.
I was asking, unfortunately. Now, you seem to be pretty well educated in this. If I have an automatic orgasm from my bee raping, is my D going to be hard or is it going to be soft?
Yeah, no, it would probably be hard.
It's
all one system.
Yeah,
so sad. It's an automatic. It's a physiological response. Yeah, no. Remember, it's the last time I was on. You were talking about how that one time you were having sex with that girl, and that your friend came in and you just automatically came.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like
Justin, I'm
you're not
at you,
like you're more like aroused at the fact that your friend walked in the door. It was just
I think what we've learned is if this ever happens to you in real life, you just need to think about Justin and then it's all okay.
Oh yeah.
But I don't wanna come. I don't wanna
come in that situation because you already have with Justin being there, it'll make it easier.
It doesn't mean
Do you think
I don't think it'll make it easier because I don't think the raper's going to care if I finish. He's more worried about himself.
You don't know.
Unless
you
he's
don't
like,
know.
Like, I come and then he's like, you're welcome. And he's just gone.
Maybe that's his fetish.
What if that's like your skunk spray. That's your defense.
I just start.
You turn him off by showing that you enjoy it. Yeah.
Back
yeah,
up on
you out weird the weirdo.
I've already thought about it. Mm. If I get anally attacked mm-hmm. for rape, I'm shitting. I'm
oh my
shitting
god,
everyone.
That's all like right, that Donald childish. Glover. Yeah, that's that childish. Ooh. That Donald Glover, Charles Gambino.
You should watch Donald Glover stand up. It's first
great.
Of all,
I'll edit that out because he's stealing nobody's
but also,
show.
No, yeah, he did
is,
talk
that
about
he
that.
He does talk about how that's his defense. If
well, his
to fuck
friend, his
him.
Friend, his female friend talks about that. How she's like, if someone tries to rape me, I'm just gonna shit on him. And he's like, you can just shit on command.
All right, I take it back then.
Yeah,
Donald Glover. Way to be. I'm happy to see him and I think alike though, because yeah. I sometimes think of myself as a really good rapper / black man
oh.
actor.
Can you
I see it.
Please rap for us?
I don't wanna, but I will. We're hanging in the attic. We're causing a big panic. Everybody scatter because I don't know. I just made that up.
Jesus.
That was
Christ.
Amazing.
And on that,
when's the album coming out?
I'm working on it right now. Okay, checking good. My beat studio. Everybody, thanks for listening again. I feel like we had a great time. Reach out to us, problemsolvers4e @gmail.
Send us your questions.
Yeah,
yeah,
send some questions.
If you have questions you want answered, hit this boy up. He needs questions.
Instagram, sure. The Problem Solvers Podcast, Facebook group, The Real Problem Solvers? I don't fucking know.
Who
just
knows?
Find it.
Okay. Yeah, just go on Google, type in Problem Solvers, respond to anything you find.
Yeah, all
dude.
Of it.
I want you to send questions about butt rape to like the Problem
Anybody.
Solvers cleaning service.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I should have said this in the beginning.
You should have, but you're a newbie, so it's okay.
Yeah, to celebrate our recent spike in listeners and Ooh. Everything, I'm going
He's
to
so
be
popular.
Giving away
My boy's so popular.
T-shirts. I think I'm going to do like 5 t-shirts so to proud. 5 people. I'm going to put a picture of the t-shirts up on my Instagram, so find the Instagram. And I don't know, maybe like I'll make you like tag 2 people in it, and
the
then
rules
I'll,
will be posted. Who
yeah,
knows?
I'll
this
pick
is disorganized
5 people,
as fuck.
But what you need to know before this happens is that these T-shirts are not real T-shirts; they're ones that I'm making myself, which is both bad because they're not as good as real T-shirts,
they're also
but awesome because if by any chance I get famous, then you can be like, check this out! I have a shirt that was made by this guy
Original.
when they began.
Councilman Gallo, I have a quick question. Since I have appeared now on 2 episodes. Can I get a t-shirt for free?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Oh, come on! Fuck you.